Yes. It was enough because there was water going down the...
It was alive. That tree is alive. It's alive because there's a soul in it. That's what's giving it life.
Okay.
That tree has a soul. Every blade of grass has a soul. Same soul as us. But just a different body.
But not the same consciousness.
No, the consciousness is covered.
Very much covered.
It's very much... But, yeah, it's according to a body, the consciousness is covered. It's like humans, different bodies means consciousness is covered to different degrees. Animals are more covered.
And it's something like this on part four. All of the things that Krishna gives the seat to Mother Nature.
Krishna, yeah.
And this is how, it's like he makes nature pregnant.
We could say that.
So this is how everything comes about.
Well, we are the seed. In other words, you have matter and you have living entities. And when the living entities contact matter, then the matter also develops because it's life, it's consciousness that gives life to matter.
Cannot give consciousness to the table.
No, but you give consciousness to the tree.
So not every material thing, some of them.
No, but that's only there because it was like that.
No, maybe stone or carpet, you know.
Yeah, there are some things, that's fine, but all of these things, either where they're presently animate or inanimate, things take form, things take shape and function because of the presence of life. So this world is created. Krishna doesn't directly create. Brahma creates. He's the creator. So he's life. And because he's life, he then molds both the animate things, like these trees and plants. He creates the different species of life, and also inanimate things like mountains and rivers and things like that. But they all come, everything happens, nothing happens by itself. Matter doesn't move of its own accord. It may deteriorate, but that's all it does. That's just because that's the nature of matter.
It's built in.
It's built into it. Yeah, that's its temporary nature.
That's why. So somebody is actually creating everything one by one.
Yes.
Except man-made stuff. Because we create.
Well, then man creates. Yeah. But it's just like this table. It didn't come from a tree to a table by itself. It took a man to make it. So, but a man means life.
Man means life, means soul.
Human being, yeah.
So, the seed of Krishna is making material world pregnant.
It's, yeah, the actual, yeah, that you can take figuratively.
Yeah. So, once he touches material world,
He glances, it comes from his glance.
A glance.
Yeah.
Everything.
Then matter becomes mature. Matter starts to then...
Take shape.
Well, take shape. Matter has shape, but when the living entities enter into matter, then both creation and manifestation of matter takes place.
What is manifestation?
And that takes cycle. That's the process of creation. Anyway, that's again in the Bhagavatam. But you have first canto in Turkish, and Bhagavatam. You can get all these books online.
Yeah,
you know.
I have to read in English because the translation. I think is
you should
dangerous.
Just download everything. You can either it's krishna.com. Or BBT, And you can get all the books online, and I carry around all the books on my computer. So the process of creation is extremely complex. You know, it starts with Krishna, but Krishna expands himself into different spiritual forms,
yes,
into semi-spiritual material form for the process of creation to take place on different levels, on different phases. So it's extremely comprehensive. It's not like God said, let there be light, and there was light. So it's very, very detailed. It's a very expansive process, and it takes place over different layers. There's, you know, the whole material substance. There are universes, not one universe. There are unlimited universes. There are the solar systems and planets within each universe. So it's all, and there are different levels of creation that take place.
Is creation still taking place?
It's always creation and destruction is always going on.
Is it in the same moment?
It's constantly going on.
So constantly it's creating and destruction.
Yeah. It's a perpetual system, and as impressive as the world is, it's just a very insignificant part of Krishna's potency.
Mm-hmm.
So Krishna says this is just insignificant.
In some places it says Krishna makes Mother Nature pregnant depending on, or this is what I read, Krishna makes Mother Nature pregnant depending on whichever shape or form, like human, animal, plant, he wants us to appear. Let's say
he impregnates material energy with the different potential forms. It's like you want to plan a city, then an architect makes the roads. He plans out the roads, the houses, the parks, everything. Everything is there in plan. And then engineers put it into motion. So Krishna has the conceptual idea. He gives the concept. And then the creation takes place in different levels after he's given the concept.
Okay, so we lived our life either in a good way or bad way, and we came on the next life in some form. This is a mechanism, right? Krishna has no say which form we will be in. It's just depend on us.
No, there's a system. That's called the laws of nature.
It's called karma.
Karma is part of it, but there's a greater system of nature in which there are different bodies, and people get bodies according to their karma. And Krishna has established that system.
Okay, but once the system, the mechanism is there,
it goes on.
Krishna has no say if I will be as a soul, whatever next life.
He has no say. Well, he's the one who sets up the system.
Yeah.
But
other than that, though, as an individual soul, he doesn't say, okay, now you become.
No. It's the law of karma. Krishna's neutral.
Yes.
He's in a neutral position.
Right. Once the system is there, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And you will get exactly what you sow.
Yeah.
What you.
That's right. As you sow, so shall you reap.
Right. So, within that system of karma, Mother Nature or Krishna or nobody else is in charge. It's just you.
Mother Nature is in charge. Krishna puts nature in charge. Nature is the one who's supplying the bodies, who oversees the cause law, because who's keeping track of your activities?
Krishna.
Who's no? Krishna knows. No, it's material energy. It's Mother Nature. Mother Nature, Krishna knows, but he has other things to do as well. Like you say, he doesn't interfere. But it's material energy, and then material energy also has its representatives, personal representatives, who are aware of those things. And it's like a, you know, you have a government.
So it's like a principal of his school, overseeing kids, how they're doing, their progress.
Yeah, Krishna's beyond that. Krishna's like the board of education. He's like the minister of education.
But Mother Nature is a principal.
And Mother Nature is the principal of this school. And according to how the students do, they stay in the same grade, they go up, they fail, etc. The system is in place.
Yes.
It's a system that's established by the ministry, by the minister. She follows the system, and the students get the result of their work and their studies.
Exactly. So I'm basically on my own as a soul. Like, no principal, no minister can say...
You're responsible. Yeah, you're fully responsible for your activities.
Right. They cannot say to me, you're in the fifth grade, now we will take you to the first grade.
No, no.
It's me who will...
Yes. Yes.
So, it says, whenever the living entities touch the material nature, it takes three forms, three modes. Like the passion and ignorance.
Yeah, these are the general divisions in which material energy functions. These are the modes of nature, and these modes of nature, but combine in many different ways.
Like what?
Well, like you have three things. Three things can combine in a lot of ways.
Okay, that's what I said. So nobody is pure 100% in goodness mode, 100% in ignorance mode. So everybody has different percentages of these.
You can. That's one combination, that someone's in good, pure goodness, or someone's in pure passion. But there's a lot more likelihood that people are in goodness and passion, and goodness and passion and ignorance, and goodness and passion and ignorance. And so how many times can you combine three things together? It's unlimited combinations.
Not unlimited. There's a limit.
No,
because
it's unlimited.
Three.
No.
Only. It's not like...
No. Three times three is nine.
Okay.
And then you can combine those nine times nine is 81. Then you can combine those again.
Okay.
So it's unlimited. It just becomes finer and finer and finer.
Ah, okay. I thought just three of them could combine with each other, not a combination.
Yeah, and all of those sub-combinations, they combine also.
Okay.
So that's and basically that's why you have different species of life. Why have you got different species of dogs? They're all dogs, but they all look different.
But this species that you said, it's not by look, it's by consciousness, right?
But still, the consciousness is represented by how they look.
Like Africans and Indians and Chinese kind of look? Or
I mean, your consciousness, your activities establish your consciousness. Your consciousness is representative of how you behave. And your body that you have is also representative. You know, they have that, it's even saying that the face is the index of the mind, or you can tell someone generally by looking at them. So the body is also a product of your karma. Your consciousness is a product of your karma also.
So when you say different species, it's not the species of conscious levels.
It is. It's conscious, but the consciousness also is indicated by the physical appearance.
Okay, but how could you, like, the put every African in the same bucket in terms of consciousness. They all dark and similar face.
Because you have all these variations in the combination. They're all, one thing is that people are all individual and they have individual nature. But amongst individuals, you'll find that people will fall into general certain categories.
So once we touch the ground, we are met with one of the three, or combination of these three
modes of nature.
Depending on our past karma.
What's the question?
Is this so? So we get one of these modes or a combination of them depending on our past doings.
Yeah.
So the first beings on the planet had the goodness mode?
Well, it depends.
They shouldn't have any karma because they're coming from the source.
You're talking about what? You're talking about when people first come?
Yeah.
Because there are different types of coming. When people first come into the world, but people come into the world not necessarily the first time, but they come in for repeatedly.
For an individual soul who comes first.
If an individual soul does not attain perfection before the universe is destroyed, then it comes back in another creation.
You see, we have like hundreds of lives. My first life that I'm here the first time, which stage I will be? Goodness? Ignorance?
Generally, yeah. Yeah, maybe goodness.
Everybody should be in goodness in the first time. Right?
Correct.
Because they're coming from goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then they either stay there.
They either go back immediately or they start the way down.
So if you don't do anything spiritually, if you stay still, you will always go down, right? Because this is the law.
Yeah, because that's not spiritual, doing nothing. And you can't not do nothing. You have to breathe, at least.
Yeah, but I'm saying spiritual practices, activities, thinking, consciousness. If you don't practice or do some working on it, you will always fade.
Yes. Yeah. Because you'll act. Act means karma. If you act in ignorance, you'll do the wrong thing. You'll become degraded.
Or is it because the material world is such that it's always pulling you down?
It's pulling you down also, but if you're acting in ignorance, then you'll do wrong thing and you'll get pulled down even more as a result of the wrong activities that you perform. So that's why it's important to know the difference between right and wrong and to know how to act in such a way that one becomes elevated rather than becoming degraded.
Yes, so there is no stopping it in terms of spirituality.
No.
If you stop, you fall.
There's no stop. There's no neutral point where you're just sort of floating around.
I mean, if you know, you learn, but you didn't do anything, this means you're going to go down spiritually.
Yeah, because you are going to do something. In other words, you're going to act. So because you're going to act, if you don't act the right way, you're going to go down.
Yeah. If you don't practice regularly, if you don't do your homework, let's say spiritually,
then you're fair.
Even if your conscious level is in goodness, let's say, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. You lose your goodness.
Because that's like law of nature. It has to go down. Nothing stays in the similar point of consciousness.
Yeah, but that's one aspect. You're just saying if someone doesn't do anything, someone doesn't do anything spiritual. But I'm saying, one thing is that people don't do anything spiritual, but in the meantime, they're doing a lot of material things.
Right.
So because they're doing material things, they're doing the wrong things, and that's also dragging them down.
Right. But you know, we have physical bodies, we have energetic bodies, we have thinking, our thoughts and our spiritual bodies. So each of them has to, you need to work on all of them. You need to exercise your body, you know, you need to eat the right food for your body, or you need to think the right things for your thoughts.
If you do the right, if you do the right thing spiritually, all the other things follow.
Right. And then you need to do some practice for your spirituality, or for your spiritual self.
You have to practice spiritual life. If you do the right thing spiritually, then other things will naturally be included.
And if you
in
don't
other words,
the,
if you move your hand, your glove automatically moves.
Right.
So if you're spiritually connected, then your mind, your intelligence, your body, they'll also be connected. You know, we need to. They're having kirtan over there, and I'm going to go in a little while.
Okay.
So we need to continue tomorrow.
Okay. What time?
I don't know, we'll see what Nishinga arranges. But like this time.
Deal.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, you're doing a good thing now. Okay. Let's talk more.